What's up with it, young world? This Zone Zone, man. I'll be your host of the 1-2 Punch Show. Today we're going to talk about weed, Mary Jane, cannabis, that good stuff, that sticky, icky, whatever you want to call it. But this your boy, Zone Zone. I'll be your host, man. We're going to dive straight into it like pros. I just want to talk about it and see what y'all think about it. Well, I'm going to give y'all my opinion on what I think about weed. Me, I don't smoke weed like I used to when I was young, when I was a kid. You know, I can't afford to smoke like I used to. It cost a lot of money, and I had to debate, you know, on if I want to get high or do I want to get this. So that's what slowed me down, you know. And I was paranoid because I was doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. So I was a little paranoid too every time I smoked. That was gave an extra decision on things. But do I think it helps people? You know, if I could get a medical card, if you can get a medical card and get it, yeah, go get it, especially if you got headaches, seizures, you know, pain, and it helps with your pain, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean? If you need it for that, then yeah, by all means, I think doctors should approve that and make it legal. I don't think it should go into big business. I think it should stay small business. That way everybody can make some money, not just a certain type of people, you know what I mean? So that way keeping it small like that, the way it is, you don't have to legalize it in every state. Let's keep it, you know. I think some of the poorest states should actually legalize it, like Mississippi should legalize, you know, production of it and be a big production of it, you know, so that state can make more money, you know, get some money for the people down there and create jobs for the people in Mississippi. You know, some of those poor states need to legalize it. As far wise as like Denver, Cali, all those big states, I don't think they need to legalize it. I think it need to be those states where they need money to legalize it. You know, that don't have major football teams, tourist attractions and stuff like that. I think that could be their commodity thing on what they have going. But as far wise as legalizing it everywhere, no, it doesn't need to be legalized everywhere. I think they don't need to take you to jail for it, but it doesn't need to be legalized for it unless you bringing in a lot of money and ain't paying your tax. Because you can get a tax to sell weed and they won't take you to jail in any state. Believe that. And I don't think they need to be taking people to jail for it if it's legal. But it doesn't need to be legal everywhere. As far wise as and these is my honest opinions, man. It's like, you know, if it can help people, let it help people, but let the people who need money get the money, you know. California don't need to legalize it. It doesn't need to be legalized in California. They make a lot of money just from being on the coast, you know. Denver, I mean, Colorado, maybe, you know, but they get a lot of tourist attraction for those Rocky Mountains, you know. I would say Washington, the state Washington, yeah, you know, that's fine, you know. I would say some of those states that don't have a lot of tourist attractions, like Wyoming, you know, if they want to grow populations, you know, New Mexico, Idaho, Montana, states like that that don't have a lot of people should actually legalize that and grow their population and make money. Mississippi, you know, states like that that don't have a lot of tourist attractions, don't have no money, you know, where versus other states, you know. And I think places with high crime rates maybe should be able to not get tickets for it. But that's just my opinion. As far wise as people abusing it, I mean, mainly it's kids that don't know you know, eventually they'll grow out of it, or they won't. You know, do I think weed is a gateway drug? It depends on what you mean by gateway. If you smoke weed, you think you're going to start doing this? No, that's not necessary. But people will bring it around, bring other things around you if you do smoke weed. And that's the gateway, is that if you smoke weed, they make that cool, all this, you know, especially if it's people that you love, bringing other things around you. So, yeah, I think it's a gateway in that way. But as far as it's trying to get higher, nah. I really want to touch bases on, you know, the states that got money trying to legalize it. I don't think California needs to legalize it. I don't think they need to arrest people for it. You know what I mean? But let the states that need to make money and those people that need to make money, you know, they get caught on the interstate with some pounds and stuff, of course, confiscate and redistribute. You know, I do believe in that, where people are making money. You know, you can put it in the hands of people that need to make money. You know, pharmaceuticals, they confiscate and sell it to police officers, sell it to pharmaceutical companies, you know, after they do their investigation. I don't think it needs to be burnt up. I think it could go to medical pharmaceutical companies to make medicine out of. After they confiscate things like that, it doesn't need to be burned. I think pharmaceutical companies should get it at a discounted price, so the cops can have more money coming in, you know what I mean? And don't nobody need to get a ticket for it, you know? Don't nobody need to go to jail for it. They just get a nice little ticket and a nice fine, you know? Stuff like that, where everybody's still making money. I do want to touch that base on the oil. You know, I think in states where it's legal, I think it should be legal oil for those people that do have seizures and stuff like that. In those big states, oil could be legal, but not the product itself. As far as, that's my opinion, man. And I think big business take over, the little man ain't gonna make no money. And I'm all for the little man making money. You know, I like to see my guys making money, man. You know, helps the economy out. What do I think about as far as people smoking weed? Does it slow them down? It depends on what type of people it is, you know. Because I've seen a lot of, I'm going to say it's a lot of women that really function well off smoking cannabis. They really function well. And I've seen a lot of people that when they're paranoid about getting caught, really ruin their life off marijuana. You know, if they care a lot. So if you care about a lot of things, I don't think marijuana is for you. You know, I think if you're trying to handle your business and get through it today and trying to wind down and handle things, I mean, you can probably handle it. You know, I've seen some people that can't handle it. That's all they want to do. You know, and that's what gives marijuana a bad name. That's all you want to do. You out here searching for it. These people with addictive personalities, just like with opioids. You know, I don't think opioids are addictive. I think people just abuse them. And when people abuse them, you know, then the people say you're addicted to them. Like, you gotta have them. But no, they're just being abused. And what I mean by abused is that, I mean, anything. We abuse everything that we get. But when the people start talking, rapping about it in songs and all types of stuff like that, and that's all they want to do. Of course, people don't want you just sitting there trying to get high off some medicine that is there to make you feel better from pain. But remember that once you take those medicines, you know, you're going to always be in pain now, because your body didn't get used to taking the medicines. So as far as opioids and cannabis, I do think, you know, they do need to you know, if it depends on the people, on the person. You know, I was on opioids for a long time, man, but I wasn't addicted. You know, it wasn't something that I went around chasing. You know, every now and then I asked my people for some pills or something like that. So I'd buy some pills or something from them if I didn't have anything. But would I put that first before some bread? No. No. You know what I mean? If it came down to me getting a job, would I want to stay home and pop a pill or go to work? I'm going to work. You know? So, it just all depends on the people, man. Like, people tend to abuse things. Like, people want to get high, you know? Like they said, like what you say in Power, you know, junkies got to get their fix regardless. And mainly, the people that are abusing the opioids are the junkies. You know, people that are real drug addicts. And for people, they don't know who the real drug addicts are, you know. So, they're putting this little stamping on it, you know. Even if you smoke weed, you can't get opioids, you know. So, therefore, that's why I think they need to stop worrying about weed so much, so it won't mess up people getting that medicine for their pills when their body's in pain. You know. As far as people abusing opioids, of course they need to slot those people out who's abusing it, but it's also people who need that medicine who are not abusing it and take it on a regular basis where they are being the victims of people abusing it just because. And doctors, I don't think they're open prescribing. Of course, give them people that medicine. If they sell it and making some money, I think that's fine. You know, as long as they ain't coming in there just to get it if they in pain. You know, and they give their friends one or two, sell their friends one or two, and they got some extra bills or something like that. But not trying to make that out of a business or anything like that. That wouldn't be right, but of course, you know, I'm all for the people, you know what I'm saying? So when it comes down to it, if you get medications, take your medications like you're supposed to. You know, if you're in a tough spot here and there, of course, yeah, make your money, you know. But not make that into a business. That ain't what all you need to do, you know what I mean? And take your meds. And as far as people abusing meds, you know, y'all need to find something else to hustle besides those meds, because people need those. You know, find something else that people need, you know, as far as, because weed is always going to sell. People are always going to need those opioids. They can't put a lock on them. Get them people that, them opioids. A lot of people function better off those opioids, you know. So, if you abusing the opioids, you need to find something else to abuse. Make your own stuff. Go to the store and get some high soul items and shit and make your meth, man. You know what I mean? I ain't condoning it, but don't mess up things for people that's trying to make money. I'm pretty sure they're not going to take everyday items off that shelf in there because y'all abusing that. Stick to doing stuff like that. But stuff they want to just control everything that people like. And I don't know why that is. People want to control everything people like. If a lot of people like those opioids, they want to control it now and make extra money, you know, and distribute. Who, you know, oh, you, it's just like this. Oh, they give you something to test out and say, oh, you like that? Hey, $10. $10, I'm gonna need that. And ain't nothing wrong with it. Make your money. But when it comes to bigger businesses out there, that's what they do. And they ain't running it up. So, as far as how I feel about cannabis, if you legalize it, that's great. So people, when they go take their piss test to get these opioids, it won't be a problem. You know what I mean? But that's just my opinion. I like cannabis. It does help a lot of people out, you know. So, legalize cannabis in poor states, non-tourist states. people that ain't making a lot of money, and they need to create a boom to get people to come there. Delegalize it in Las Vegas, you know, California, New York. But don't give tickets for people having it. Legalize it in those states that ain't making no money. This is Zone Zone of the 1-2 Punch Show. Y'all have a good day.